Birshozerai Karabkin. So in this week's parasha, we're introduced to the fundamental rule in Hilchos Yom Tov, that all of Malacha that is Asra on Shabbos is Asra on Yom Tov, with a big glaring exception, which is Ach Asher Yachal L'chol Nevesh U'Levado Yaseh Lochem. Anything which is necessary for food purposes on Yom Tov is permitted. And therefore we know that on Yom Tov we're allowed to cook. On Yom Tov, right, we're allowed midaraisa to light flames, midarabanan, we can't light a new flame. We're allowed to carry, even if there's no Eruv, and the like. Now the Gemara extends that. It's not only things which are directly necessary for food, but through a principle known as mitoch. So we expand it to other things which aren't necessary for food specifically, but with certain criteria. So the Gemara outlines in Beit Adav Chof Aleph Amud Beis that even though we permit things which aren't technically for food purposes, they need to fit the criteria of what's called Davar Hashave L'chol Nefesh. Things which are not technically food, but are something that every normal person would do and would be a fundamental need of theirs, that's also what's on Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, for example, Mishnah actually says, you're allowed to heat up water not just to make tea, but you're also allowed to heat up water to wash your hands with warm water, your face, your feet, and the like. Now, one of the most pressing questions, though, halacha l'maisa, is whether the standards of Shavu L'chol Nefesh change or not. So the Mishnah outlines that you're allowed to heat up water, as I mentioned, to wash your hands, your feet, and your face. But the Mishnah says you're not allowed to heat up water for a full bath or shower, because in the time of the Gemara, normal people didn't take a shower or a bath every day, and therefore it wasn't considered Shave L'chol Nefesh. It wasn't something that everybody would do. But the question that the poskim then dealt with is, okay, well, does that change? Does the standard of Shave L'chol Nefesh, that which is a normal person would need, does that change over time? So the poskim, many poskim in other circumstances assume that this is definitely true. So for example, while many poskim 100 years ago thought that when it was more regular for people to smoke, that you were allowed to smoke on Yom Tov, nowadays, many poskim think it's usher to smoke at all. And even if one could find a heter to smoke, bisman hazeh, since the majority of people don't smoke because of all the health risks, on Yom Tov it's not Shave L'chol Nefesh. And therefore many poskim say that Shave L'chol Nefesh has changed. But the question then becomes, what about in the case of the Gemara, when the Gemara says that you can't shower, you can't bathe on Yom Tov because it wasn't something normally done, are you allowed to do it nowadays? So here the poskim divide. Many poskim think that Shave L'chol Nefesh does not change. And if the Gemara said that people don't shower and don't bathe on Yom Tov, therefore nowadays you can't have a hot bath, a hot shower on Yom Tov, end of story. And there are many poskim that think that. If you look like in the Halachically Speaking series, he goes as far as to say the vast majority of poskim say that the halacha doesn't change. That's not totally true. While many poskim think that, Rosh Shlomo Zalman, both in Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa and in Shulchan Shlomo, at least entertains the possibility very strongly that Shave L'chol Nefesh changes, and therefore nowadays, since we all shower on a regular basis, so therefore showering in Yom Tov, for this purpose, at least heating up the water, should be mutter. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman there hedges a bit and says, even if it wouldn't be, if you were dirty or sweaty, so then for sure it's Shave L'chol Nefesh, because even if you don't shower every day, you shower when you're sweaty, when you're uncomfortable, or if you're dirty, or you haven't showered in a few days, or he says like a week, for whatever reason you haven't showered in a week, then for sure it's Shave L'chol Nefesh at that point. And while Rav Shlomo Zalman is sort of hedges it, Rav Soloveitchik said, Kedavar Pashut, it's obvious that Shave L'chol Nefesh changes, and nowadays showering and bathing, heating up the water, is not a biblical problem. It is part of the expansion of L'chol Nefesh, and therefore you can do it. There is a secondary problem, which is the Dirabanan. In addition to the biblical problem of whether or not this is Shave L'chol Nefesh, and therefore under the dispensation of Ochal Nevesh, can you heat up the water? There's a Rabbanan problem, which is outlined in the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Mem, called Gzeiras Merchas, or Gzeiras HaBalanin. That because people were violating Shabbos by heating up water on Shabbos, they prohibited taking baths or going to a bathhouse on Shabbos. So the question is, does that apply in Yom Tov? And if so, is there a way of solving that problem to actually allow showers l'chadchila, even not just in a daraisa level, but on a derabanan level on Yom Tov as well? So there's a few possible ways. The Rif quotes a Gaon who says that Zeres Merchatz only applies on Shabbos, not in Yom Tov, and therefore in Yom Tov it would be no problem. That's generally not accepted. Svardi poskim, in general, poskim like the Rambam. The Rambam says that Gzeres Merchas doesn't apply in a private shower or bath. It only applies in a bathhouse. And therefore, your private shower or bath is mutter lechatchila on Yom Tov, and therefore Sfardi poskim, Yalkut Yosef writes this, are generally mekel. What about Ashkenazim? So many Ashkenazim are machmir, because the shita of the Balei Tosfos is that, in fact, Gzeres Merchatz applies on Yom Tov. However, there are several ways of getting around this. One is that if the water is only lukewarm and not hot, so then the Nodbi Huda writes that Gzeres Merchatz doesn't apply. So if you're taking a lukewarm shower on Yom Tov, it would be mutter. Another heter brought by Rabbi Kiva Eiger is that if you're uncomfortable, you're a mitztayer, so then Gzeres Merchatz is also waived. So maybe not the first day of Yom Tov, but the second day of Yom Tov, most of us shower on a regular basis, we're getting uncomfortable, we're dirty, so at that point, Kiva Eiger says that the Gzeres does not apply. Another possibility, if it's L'Shem Mitzvah, then many of the Achronim say it also doesn't apply. And maybe when you're going, especially on a three-day Yom Tov, you're going into Shabbos, you could argue that it's L'Shem Mitzvah, and therefore would be Mutter as well. So the Rei Soloveitchik, apparently, Halacha L'Maisa, at least was been Mitzdarif these. If it's lukewarm water, it's L'Shem Mitzvah, and you're dirty, and you, right, it's the second day of Yom Tov, so then it'll be Mutter L'Chadchila to take a shower, even for Ashkenazim and Yom Tov. And I know, and when I gave this shir a few weeks ago, I was told, and I confirmed for the Rei Karavkin also Halacha L'Maisa, Paskins, that it is mutter to take a shower on Yom Tov Bizman Hazeh with any limitations?
No bar soap.
With no bar soap and squeeze, right? We'd still have to worry about other Daraisas, like Memareach. But in terms of the fundamental problem of showering in hot water, there is much room to be mekel. And as we said, if you want Ray Kropkin's full sheet and not the summarized version, it's on Kosher Tube. It's on Kosher Tube, so you can check it out there.